Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Pennsylvania. I like Pennsylvania. I have relatives in Pennsylvania. Great state. Very great state. Very unusual state in the sense you have Philadelphia on the east. It's basically the East Coast. And then you have Pittsburgh on the west, which is much more Midwestern. It's the transition state. Well, they have some strange rangers in the Republican Party there, some very peculiar people. And I've seen a lot of strange political comments in my time. But this one has got to take the cake. The Pennsylvania Republican Party is getting set to censure Pat Toomey, their Republican senator, who is one of the seven senators who voted to convict Donald Trump after he'd been impeached in the House. Remember, there were 10 House members who were Republicans that went along with the impeachment. And then at the conviction phase in the trial, as well, in addition to the 50 Democrats, there were seven Republicans, and Pat Toomey was one of them. Pat Toomey didn't have much skin in the game. Pat Toomey's retiring, so maybe he didn't have much to fear. The one who showed real courage was Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who is up again in November of 2022. And she did the same thing out of conviction. And Bill Cassidy, Louisiana, voted to convict. That was a little less imminent for him because he just got reelected, but he just flat out said Trump's guilty. Pat Toomey did the right thing, whatever his motivation. They're getting set to censure him. And one of the county Republican chairmen, I think it was Washington County in Pennsylvania. Now, talk about dour, sullen, unsmiling political hacks, which is what Trump called Moscow Mitch. This guy, they said to him, well, you know, Toomey voted his conscience and he did the right thing. And you know what the guy said? He said, we didn't send Toomey out there to, quote, do the right thing, end quote, or follow his conscience or whatever. Are you kidding me? We didn't send Toomey out there to, quote, do the right thing or follow his conscience. What, he's supposed to do the wrong thing, the bad thing. Basically, he's supposed to just do whatever a couple of gerrymandered dour hacks in the Republican Party think he should do. And that's why they're going to censure him. Now, the fact they censure him, it's a political party. Who pays any attention to it out there? They're starting to break apart anyway. You go up to this hack and you go, are you with Moscow Mitch or are you with the Trumpenfuhrer? Trumpenfuhrer has stabbed Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch, he's urged all Republicans to throw Moscow Mitch out. Moscow Mitch turned on the Trumpenfuhrer. Moscow Mitch said that the Trumpenfuhrer shouted falsehoods into the world's biggest megaphone and sent his supporters up there to do the insurrection. So stay tuned. But I mean, I cannot believe that anybody in politics, no matter what they really think, is venal enough and stupid enough to say we didn't send him out there to do the right thing. I mean, the fact is, if he thinks that Toomey did the wrong thing, we told him to do the right thing, but that was not the right thing, and fight about that. But to flat out just, and this guy is sitting there, he looked like something out of the Stasi in East Germany in the 60s. You know, after the commie Ruskies took over East Germany, they formed an East German secret police who tortured people and kidnapped them. And they used Germans, East Germans, Prussians. But they had branches of the KGB right there cracking the whip. It wasn't until the late 80s that the Berlin Wall came down. This guy looked like he would have been very comfortable with the commie Ruskies in East Berlin in the 60s. That's what he looked like. And a nasty thing. God, he's a nasty little thing. He sit there and we didn't send him out there to do the right thing or follow his conscience. Well, and you know, when the Republican Party is willing to come out and say stuff like that in the cult of Trump, then you know why people like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Bill Cassidy, Lisa Murkowski and others are simply not going to put up with that. There's another thing, and this is my favorite topic of today, and perhaps of all time. Here's a guy, I'm gonna tell you about Tim Boyd. He is the mayor of a city in Texas called Colorado City. It's not in Colorado. It's in Texas, West Texas, but it's called Colorado City. It's 4,000 people, 250 miles west of Dallas. And this guy is so sick from libertarian, Trump fever, and whatever he thinks warmed over Nietzsche or whatever it is. Here's what he did. The snowstorm in Texas is devastating, obviously. It's knocked out the power grid. People don't have water. People don't have electricity. They're desperate. So in his town, he's the mayor. He was the mayor. He finally had to resign after this. People called him and said, we need water. We need electricity. And he put out a statement, and here's what it is. He refused to help people who needed water, electricity, or anything. And he said in his statement, quote, that they were weak for asking for water and electricity. Quote, no one owes you or your family anything. Sink or swim, it's your choice. This is the mayor. Of course, he's a Republican. This is the mayor. And then he goes on, quote, if you don't have electricity, you step up and come up with a game plan to keep your family warm and safe. If you have no water, you deal with it and think outside the box. Pizza Box Mike, think about that. Think outside the box to survive and provide water to your family. And then only the strong will survive and the weak will perish. This is the mayor of the city. Tim Boyd, what a statesman. This is the mayor of the city of Colorado City, Texas. How bad is that? Hey, Luke, how bad is that? I mean, oh, gee. I mean, you know, Voss may think that, but Voss is smart enough not to say that. Voss is smart enough not to say that.
Yeah, everybody, I feel like lately, is saying the quiet part out loud, where they're just like, we don't really care about you. Like the mayor of a town coming out and saying, it doesn't matter whether or not you like the government's not here to provide those things for you in case of emergency is just a wild stance to take. And I'm really interested to see if that guy gets reelected.
No, he resigned. And so people got angry as hell because they have no water or heat. You know, one woman in another city there and her daughter tried to seriously stay warm by getting in the car in the garage with the door closed and turning on the heater. And of course the carbon monoxide killed them. I mean, but for a mayor to say only the strong will survive, the weak will perish because of a snowstorm that we'd laugh at in Wisconsin. I mean, compared to our snowstorms, this guy is a seriously sick puppy.
Yeah. A grandmother in Texas was trying to stay warm with her three grandchildren and they burned alive because they started a fire in their house to try to stay warm and it lit the house on fire. So it's pretty drastic that.
Yeah. And then that was a different city, but this idiot, mayor of Colorado City, Tim Boyd, 250 miles west of Dallas, goes, no one owes you or your family anything, sink or swim. It's your choice. If you don't have electricity, you step up, come up with a game plan to keep your family warm and safe. If you have no water, you deal with it and think outside the box to survive and provide water to your family. Only the strong will survive and the weak will perish. You know, what is this guy channeling, some bad Wagner or something? This is the pounding of the Wagnerian drum. You know, some gal with horns comes out in a fur costume and starts to shout, you know, these ancestral racial things. God almighty. You know, Texas is sick. I mean, I got to say it's sick. I like Texas. I go down there, nephew and my niece-in-law, Texas, down in Austin, they work there. But come on, guys, come on. If you have somebody as this weird as a mayor in your state and you don't have the governor and everybody else go, this guy is a sick puppy. This guy is a truly sick puppy. There's something wrong with your state. There is something wrong with your state. Now, in Wisconsin, we are a lot more modern. And also we're basically until Walker came along and Voss, the epitome of clean government around the country. And a complaint was filed by an advocacy group to the Wisconsin Elections Commission with a copy to the Milwaukee District Attorney that I think is long overdue. And here's what it is. You remember on December 14, electors met in the Capitol to certify that they that Biden got all 10 electoral votes of Wisconsin. Well, you may remember the same date in another room in the Capitol that Voss set up, another set of electors met. They called themselves electors. They were imposters. And they said Trump won. And they actually signed a certification, a fraudulent certification, and they sent it to the Wisconsin Secretary of State, the president of the Senate, which is Mike Pence. The vice president is the president of the Senate, and to the chief judge of the United States District Court of the Western District in Madison. And they certified that they were electors. That's a felony. That's a forgery. That's fraud. So this advocacy group filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Election Commission and sent it to the district attorney in Milwaukee. Well, I'll tell you what, I think their complaint is meritorious. The Election Commission has six people, three of them are Democrats, three of them are Republicans. So on stuff like this, they may very well deadlock, and that will open up the possibility of litigation beyond that. I also think that in fairness, I'm glad they sent it to the DA of Milwaukee County. Our DA, John Chisholm, is, I think, maybe the best district attorney at the state level in the country that I've ever met. But in terms of jurisdiction and resources, this thing should be sent to the U.S. attorneys in Madison and Milwaukee, especially Madison. Because, quite frankly, this forgery and this fake meeting occurred in Madison, and the false certification was sent to the chief judge of the federal court in Madison. So, guys, thank you for sending it to, yes, the best district attorney in the country, in my view. But you really jurisdictionally may want to rethink that and send it to the U.S. attorney in Madison and send it to the Justice Department, to the new attorney general in Washington, D.C. Because this business, you remember the Posse Comitatus at one time, they used to file false liens against judges and people they didn't like. This kind of skullduggery has got to be put a stop to. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.